humanitarian coordinator says more than 20 million people are threatened by famine and starvation. They're concentrated in four countries, the African nations of Nigeria, Somalia, and South Sudan, and the Middle Eastern nation of Yemen. The UN says this constitutes the world's greatest humanitarian crisis since 1945, when the UN was founded. What do these four countries have in common? Conflict. In Nigeria, it's the fighting against the Boko Haram terrorist group combined with potential famine that has devastated parts of the country. In South Sudan, fighting between government troops and armed groups combined with a famine have left more than 40% of the population in need of food, farming help, and nutrition. In Somalia, attacks by the Islamic militant group Al-Shabaab plus a worsening drought are taking their toll. And in Yemen, a two-year-old civil war has left roads blocked, reduced imports, left markets damaged, and left millions hungry. So what can be done about this? The United Nations wants funding, $4.4 billion by this summer, that would go toward fighting hunger and disease in these countries. Years of war have also destroyed parts of Iraq and Syria and helped give rise to the ISIS terrorist group, ISIS, an acronym for Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. That's what the terrorists wanted, based on their severe interpretation of Islam. But their two major strongholds in those two countries are now the targets of international efforts to destroy ISIS. A battle is looming over Raqqa, ISIS's self-declared capital in Syria. The terrorists are losing their hold on the Iraqi city of Mosul after months of fighting there. But will all this rid the world of ISIS? What would that take?